I just feel really bad and awkward, Moose. And honestly, I think this girl like could have been the one. Genuinely, like truthfully, I don't know. I just feel, I feel bad. I feel really bad.
Anywho, peaks my mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. I don't know about all that. Yesterday, I did feel, when you bring it up, I felt like I was put in a vulnerable situation.
I had no idea, and I would have never intentionally did that, but I mean, the chips fell where they had to, and we had to run with it. So,
yeah, right.
Guys, I lost sleep over this last night.
Good.
Genuinely. Yesterday, we had two beautiful guests in the studio, and we were promoting Sweatfest coming up this weekend. And I put their names in our prep sheet, and I told Moose they were coming in, and he's like, do you know these people? And I'm like, never met him in my life. He's like, me neither. Don't know him either. I'm like, perfect. So the girls walk in, the women walk in, and Moose starts, oh my God, how are you? It's been years. The warm embrace. Like, and I'm shooketh to my core because I'm like, wait, he said he didn't know her. Like, what's going on?
The ass out hug.
Literally, the warm embrace. And I'm just like, what's going on? So we get through the interview. Everything goes off without a hitch. And they leave. And I'm like, what the hell is happening here? You said you didn't know any of these people. He's like, well, and you can take it from here.
No, I just, the girl that came in was somebody that I used to date. And was, you know, I thought in my mind when I was 25, 26, I was like, oh, yeah, she might, I think I might be in love. I didn't know that she was coming in. I had no idea.
She obviously, her last name had changed. She has since gotten married.
Right.
Has a child.
Right. So when I saw her, the last time I had seen her was, you know, obviously before I moved away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, I was a little jarring. That's all.
No, for sure.
It just caught me off guard.
It was a very, dare I say, sticky situation to be in and navigate. But we got through it. And afterwards, I had a separate conversation with them because we were doing a longer-winded interview after the show.
Yeah.
And I asked her straight up. I was like, oh, my God. I didn't know that you and Moose dated. She goes, oh, I wouldn't really qualify it as, like, dating. She's like, we like hung out. And I was like, wait, what? So then I'm spiraling because I'm like, someone's lying or someone has a different perspective.
Yeah, you know what it is? So
let's get vulnerable.
I think when I was in my early mid 20s, I think I was a completely different person. Obviously, as we grow, we change. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not for the better. I'm clearly a little bit more closed off than I used to be.
Right.
But I was way more vulnerable. I was in a position in my 20s where I was very open. I talked about, you know, hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't call it love bombing, but if I really was into somebody, I would let them know.
With a beautiful gift or five from Things Remembered.
Right. And so I had that conversation with her. And the person I would say that I am now, where I'm like, you know,
rocks.
Well, that's who she was.
And so I feel like the roles you guys did a little Freaky Friday swap.
Yeah.
So.
But I was like, I was very, very much interested in her. And I had that conversation with her to try to take things to the next level. And she
shut it down.
Yeah.
She shut it down. She said, absolutely not. She pumped the brakes fast. She pulled the e-brake.
When I went to go have that conversation with her, she goes, all right, let's talk. Let's get this over with.
she don't care.
I was like, oh, so that's how this is going to go. Okay.
So after all of these interactions and I was gathering facts and, you know, all of the things, I was really, you had ended up leaving work for the day.
Yeah.
The girls had left.
Yeah.
And I'm spiraling, and I'm like, do I go talk to Danger? Like, do I
go talk to... Oh, you gotta go talk to...
I know.
There's no reason.
Like, I mean, I was panicking.
There's no reason.
I was like, this is an HR violation. So then I go down the hall and I talk to Kimmy from CMF because she is my sounding board. She is like my older sister. She's everything to me. So I talked to her and I was like, is it okay if I record this? And she's like, we're both on the radio, like we're being recorded at all times. You don't have to ask permission. So I recorded our conversation just in case like you were to come back and yell at me and be like, how dare you bring this woman in? How dare you reopen those wounds? And I'm going to play that for you.
Okay. Oh, great. Where is it?
It's I put it in the folder. It's, you know, that one folder. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So.
All right.
But hit it.
Kimmy, I like have tea.
Okay.
Earlier today on the show, I've never met this woman. Apparently, Moose had never met this woman, or so he said. And she ends up coming in, and they're, like, reuniting, and they're hugging.
So they know each other.
They apparently, they knew each other, but she has a different last name because she got married.
Okay.
I felt bamboozled, and he was like, oh, like, we used to, like...
So this is after she left.
Yeah. Revealed to me that they used to date. And I'm like, wait, should I not have brought her in? Like, kind
did
of...
Did you do something wrong?
Yeah, did I? Like, well, I feel kind of like, weird about it.
How did they react when they saw each other?
A warm embrace.
Okay. So, like, happy to see... Like, no awkwardness.
Not at all.
Like... Was, like, Moose happy to see her?
Like, he, how like, did he seemed feel? Really happy.
Yeah.
It's not that she didn't seem happy, but,
she
like,
didn't have the same kind of, like, thrill of seeing him again. Do you think that bothers Moose?
I don't know. I mean, like, she had a massive rock on her finger. She's married. She has a kid. And he said that that was the love of his life at one point.
Okay. But you don't think...
I asked her. I said, did you guys date in the past? She goes, we went out to dinner a couple
like
times.
Just, like, a casual...
Uh-huh.
Okay. So... She could be playing it down, or we could be seeing a situation where Moose thinks he's more important as a person in her past than he actually is. It could be one of those situations like he sees her as the one that got away, but to her it was just a casual dinner.
Dinner at Applebee's.
And that maybe she even like forgot about at some point until she saw him again. Like, I don't want to hurt Moose.
No, we don't want to.
You know,
like that.
maybe that's not the case. But it could be a situation where she's a little bit more important to him.
Okay. Well, that was a whole lot. You didn't have to
really
do all that.
Tough.
Thank you so much.
So yeah, I just wanted to like get people on my side, of course.
I do remember, we had quite a few meals, one of them being at Cheesecake Factory. Mm-hmm. I paid. I didn't have a lot of money at 24.
No.
You know,
you're working here for free. Which is tough.
Pretty much. But yeah, I won't lie about that. I saw the ring on her finger yesterday, and I was like thinking about what could have been, and I was like, I can't compete with that.
No.
I can't compete with that.
So my next question is, she was here, all is well.
I think she was downplaying it because out of respect for her husband, and I totally get that.
She wasn't on record. It was fine. It was fine, but I think my biggest question is, before we wrap this up, because I felt like it was a very powerful conversation, did seeing her... really get you back into your old way of living and loving and laughing of, hey, maybe I should be more open. Maybe I should be more sensitive and
it was
look for...
I see what you're trying to do. Yeah. And I will say that it was very nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
It circled back around...
Not even just her. Forget her at this point.
Right.
You and your feelings on relationships and how hard you used to go for these women. And now you're just like, meh.
Because I don't like to chase. I like to get chased.
Yeah, but like eventually...
Yeah.
These girls' legs are going to get tired or break. Or some guy's going to come along in a wheelchair and wheel them away. Yeah. So
the question being is, am I more open after that experience?
Yeah, after seeing.
I'd like to think that I am. I'm very happy for her and where she is. Yeah. I'm glad that I took the path that I took and left. And maybe Kimmy is right. Maybe in my head that I hyped it up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But for me, I remember how I felt when I was with this person.
Yeah.
And it was very the warm and the fuzzies. I was very much interested in pursuing something more. But, you know, a time and a place.
Yeah.
Timing is everything.
I
think she's in denial, but...
I also feel that way sharing appetizers with someone at the Cheesecake Factory. So I get it. I fully get it.
Yeah, we good here? Thanks for doing all that.
No, yeah.
Totally
sure.
Over the top.
I just wanted to like clear the air. I know you were really worried about it too. So.
And I will say this, and then I'm going to go have a drink. I have noticed that women in the past that I've dated, I was always good luck, Chuck. I don't know. Like right after they got done dating me, they went off and got married. Why is that?
You are the training wheels.
I don't know what it was. I can tell you a number of women that I've ended up dating, and then after me, they went on and got married. Wow. All right. Well,
you are the training wheels to their bicycle, and then they go get a Harley.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
LA isn't the only place in the nation battling fires. A little bit to the south of us, down in Ovid, which is like right near Ithaca, kind of.
Yeah.
Several crews battled a massive fire on Tuesday night. It took place, like I said, in Ovid in Seneca County. Units responded around 6 p.m. to the Big M on Main Street in Ovid, where a fire had started in one of the second floor apartments above the store. The flames quickly spread throughout the entire building, causing it to collapse, which is very intense and very insane. The Uptown Diner next door also caught fire and collapsed. The fire also spread to the Ovid tax collector office and then worked its way towards the Italian kitchen. So this was not just like, oh, a little house fire. This took out massive structures.
Yeah, diners, massive restaurants, buildings, laundromats, yeah. Offices, supermarkets.
There was no injuries reported, but these people lost everything, literally everything. The village's entire water system used more than 40 tankers to be able to help just put this fire out and battle the flames, according to crews. This is really sad. A total of 4 buildings were lost and completely collapsed in this fire. And like I said, it started in an apartment building, so can only imagine how many families lost their homes, their belongings, literally everything. It's really devastating, sad.
Man. And not to mention, I mean, the Big M was the only grocery store within 20 minutes of these people where they can actually go shopping.
Right.
You know, and that burned down. And then the Italian kitchen there.
The tax collector's office, the diner. Like, these are, you know, Ovid's like a small town type of vibe. And for some of these people, this is all they have when it comes to, like you said, grocery stores, couple restaurants here and there. It's really sad.
Did anyone post a link of where you can help?
Yeah, there's a ton of organizations and GoFundMes and things like that that are circulating right now. You can check that out on News 10 NBC.
Yeah, if you are capable of helping, by all means, these people need it now more than ever.
Yeah.
Thanks, Breeze. Tuesday on the show, you guys, we got a random text from a girl named Naya who texted in for There I Said It when we were doing our There I Said It segment. And she texted in, just when you think you're having a bad day, you find out the guy that you've been dating was getting paid by your own mother to take you out.
Oh, no.
I'm like, no, there's no way. We get a hold of her. We were not able to get her on the air with us yesterday because she panicked.
She panicked.
I get it. But we got lucky today. We're going to talk to Naya coming up next on the show so she can share with us what her mom was actually thinking when she came up with this crazy idea. You're going to want to hear this. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
Sometimes content on this show just presents itself, and that's fine with us. We welcome it. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy on Tuesday during our There I Said It segment. Breezy and myself, we get a text from a girl named Naya that said, just when you think you are having a bad day, you find out that the guy you've been dating is being paid off by your own mother to take you out. Some moms really do suck. There, I said it. I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Of course, not everything you read is true. So I'm like, all right, I said, Naya, call us. Tell us more. Well, she's at work. She couldn't talk. She agrees to come on the show yesterday. She couldn't do it. But we needed all the details. So finally, we get her on this morning with us, and she's ready to kind of break down what exactly happened. She asked if we can disguise her voice on this call. So I'm going to be using the voice changer, but I hope I do it correctly. So
help.
Right, let me get her on with us. Hi, good morning, Naya.
Hi, good morning.
Obviously, this is a very vulnerable time for you. So can you just break down for Breezy and I exactly what happened? Because the text you sent us on Tuesday morning was kind of jarring. So tell us about that.
So I'm almost 30 and I'm fine with being single, but my mom isn't.
Okay.
I never really had a ton of boyfriends. I just didn't have luck with men. I'm not super attractive or anything. I'm just like, I'm just a shy, I guess, and prefer to stay home.
Okay. Don't sell yourself short. Yeah. I'm sure you're beautiful.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, we are a radio medium, so I can't confirm nor deny that, but I'm going to say you probably are.
Oh. So a month ago, my mom told me about a guy at her work that's my age. He's nice. He's smart. He's funny. Kind of like, wow, where'd he come from? You know, he and I have been out 3 times, and I really think he's amazing.
Three dates is nothing to wave a stick at.
Yeah. We hooked up on the third date, which is kind of seemed for me to be something like that. But I do like him, which is, I mean, he's very respectful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I found out that my mom's been paying him to date me.
Yeah, so about that.
Yeah, what?
This is where it gets interesting. How did you find that?
This is really tough.
How did you find that out?
Well, we went to dinner the other week, and she went to the bathroom, her phone buzzed, and I saw his name on my mom's phone. I know they work together, but they don't really have a huge reason to be texting.
Right.
I brought it up to my mom, and she said he was asking about work stuff, which I didn't believe, but when I saw him again in person, I was able to get it out of him that my mom hired him to take me out, and he was reaching out to her to Venmo him $100 for the dinner and drink.
No.
Yeah. And I just feel like really stupid, guys, and I feel even more dumb putting this out there on the radio.
Right.
When I confronted my mom, she said it's for your own good. I mean, you need to learn to date or you'll be alone forever. I haven't spoken to her since. She's called and texted, and I just won't respond.
Yeah.
So as of now, I'm completely talking to that guy and my mother.
Well, you got to tell us, though. What's the conversation you had with this guy when you found out your mom was paying him?
What did she say to you to get? And basically, it's just almost like he was like getting a stipend for like grocery. I mean, basically, I was like his grocery like
money. Yeah.
Naya, why is your mom so desperate to push somebody on you and date somebody?
Because she wants to be a grandmother.
That's simply not the way to do it.
Yeah, that's...
Her grandchild comes out, it's like, your whole life was a lie, your whole life was a facade, I was paying your dad the whole time. They're like, okay, thanks,
but
Grandma.
You already hooked up with this guy. What's his name?
Ben.
Okay,
So
you and Big Ben... You guys got busy on, you said, the third date. And then where did you leave it? You can't tell me you're not pissed at the guy. I'm sure you are.
I just say.
I am so angry. So angry at the whole thing. He's not innocent. My mother's not innocent. I'm not just mad at her. I mean, he has free will.
Yeah. He easily could have been like, hey, this isn't really like, I don't know, doesn't sit right with me.
Right.
We're going to pass. But instead, he took the money and ran all the way to Wegmans.
How much money was your mom paying him per night to take you out?
$100.
So you guys went out 3 times. He's already made over $300. It's not bad.
Moose is like, can I do it next time?
Guy's making some extra pocket change on the side. Honestly, all kidding aside, I'm sorry that happened to you, Naya. When you sent the text, I'm like, no, she's lying.
Yeah.
And we tried to get you on yesterday. You couldn't make the call. And I'm thankful you agreed to come on this morning. But this is this gives you perfectly good reason to not speak to your mom for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's called and texted, and I just won't respond.
Yeah, I mean, listen, give it some time, obviously, and make sure that you're in a good headspace. I also would highly suggest counseling just to, like, talk through these problems because that's a tough one. That's a big one. Your mother's actions do not define you. If she wants to act like an idiot, she can act like an idiot, but you're not going to subscribe to that behavior. And giving that space and holding peace for that and getting out of ever seeing Ben again, you don't want to be with someone like that, especially someone who would be like, yeah, I'll just take the money and run.
Yeah.
That's not a good person. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, right.
Naya, thanks for sharing your story with us. We appreciate it. People are texting in right now. They're not happy with your mom.
Rightfully so.
there are parents out there that push their children to date and see somebody because it's for their own selfish...
Right. Their own selfish lore.
Yeah, they want it because they want to be a grandma. You do you.
Thanks.
Thanks for sharing your story and keep us posted on what happens, okay?
Sure.
All right.
All right. Bye, Queen. Yikes.
Oh, that poor girl. I feel for her.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a tough one.
There are parents that would actually go to that extreme to pay somebody to date their kid.
I know. I know.
Desperate.
I want to hear from our friends.
Yeah. Megan's texting in real quick. She said, my heart goes out to this girl because I have an overbearing mother like that who was constantly going out of her way to try and hook me up with random men. And it was so beyond frustrating. Some parents are just really good at overstepping their boundaries.
Oh, my goodness.
That they are.
Yeah. 585-252-9800. Not all of it's bad. Not all of it is on the side against Naya's mom. This person says, so one time I did this, but it was the opposite. I paid a woman to take my dad out on a date. He had been divorced from my mom for over 10 years, and he was just refusing to get back out there. Well, to my surprise, they actually ended up hitting it off and literally got married. Your mom was coming from a place of love. Call her back.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I mean, sometimes, when your dad is sitting around, he looks sad. Yeah, sometimes you're going to hire him a hooker. Sometimes that works out.
A hooker that he ends up marrying. And then we'll get to this last text before we take a break. If my mom did this, I would literally cry tears of joy. Guys, when I tell you it's been a while, it's been a while.
God.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Again, therapy it does wonders.